Hello and welcome to your practice of yoga nidra. Take all the time that you need, go at your own pace. Take the time and space to find a comfortable lying down position. Prop up the backs of the knees, the head, maybe the tailbone, or the heels, or the backs, the lengths of the arms. Toes flop out, feet relax, the chest relaxes. Lengthen the back of the skull away from the neck with that tucked chin. Scooped pelvis, spine is long, supported, soft and spacious. Pull the shoulders down. Palms can be up or down. Feel and find that symmetry in the body, same between the right and the left. Adjust your clothing. Take off any jewelry or glasses. Make sure you feel just so. When you're ready, softly close down the eyelids over the eyeballs. Draw the edges of the lips wide and slightly upward. The energy of a smile. And allow yourself a nice big inhale and a sigh to let it all out. Take another deep inhale and another sigh, just let it all out. And bring your lips back together again, letting them gently rest, tongue rests at the inside bottom of the mouth. Maybe some space between the teeth, the jaw unhinged, brow defurrowed, forehead smooth, cheeks melting in towards cheekbones, ears relax, head is heavy, arms heavy. Whole torso is heavy. The length of the legs sinking down, heavy. One more deep belly diaphragmatic breath in. Fill up, expand out. Through the mouth, big sigh, exhale, release, journey back in as you let go. Now become aware of the sounds in the room around you, just noting them one by one. Try to merely observe whatever the sounds are. And could you hear the sounds in the world outside your room? Notice the fabrics touching your skin. Observe the air flowing over your skin that is not covered. Skin that's exposed. And become aware of the breath in your body. The breath gently moving your body against the fabrics. Observe the breath without any change, any control. Just become aware of the breath moving the body in this moment. And feel the shape of the body lying in this position. Trace your outline and land even more fully into this moment. Now, think of a place. It can be real or imaginary, a place where you feel safe, secure, and rested. Visualize and feel that you are in, fully immersed in that space right now. And here in this space, conjure the feelings of true peace, calm, and presence, knowing that this is a place that you can return to at any time during the practice or during your day in general. And release the space, setting an intention to practice yoga nidra, remaining aware of my voice throughout the practice as best you can. If your mind wanders or your consciousness drifts to different spaces, different planes, different dream realms, that's okay. Your consciousness, your subconscious, will remain aware and actively listening to my voice, even if you drift off or snoring begins. All good. We now come to your personal resolve, or sankalpa, your wish of the heart. If I were to ask you an area in your life that is troubling you today, something that feels challenging, confronting, confusing, there's a lack of clarity, it takes up a lot of space in your mind. It weighs you down, it's a heavy burden on your shoulders, a knot in your stomach. What is the anecdote, the resolution for this confronting, challenging situation or happening or relationship, belief, fear, doubt, worry? I am brave. I am able to sort through the difficulties of life. I am resilient. I can ask for help. I am deserving of help. I am calm, cool, and collected. I flow at my own pace. I trust in the divine timing of my life. Find and feel into your sankalpa, and when you have it, repeat it in the mind, to the heart, through every limb, every organ, every cell, 3 times now, with faith, with belief, with feeling, with trust. That was a great one. Just saying, well done. Now we begin our rotation of consciousness, where we will take the awareness around the body, go on an energetic journey. You can draw your awareness, visualize or feel the area of the body as it's named. No movement, just feeling. We're going to begin today inside the mouth. Could you feel the base, the floor of the mouth under your tongue? The right inside cheek, left inside cheek, the roof, the ceiling of the mouth, back of the mouth, root of the tongue, middle of tongue, tip of tongue, upper teeth, lower teeth, upper gums, lower gums, the entire inside of the mouth, bottom jaw, top jaw, the sinuses, right eye socket, left eye socket, point between the eyebrows, eyebrow center, middle of the mind, right ear canal, right ear lobe, right ear, middle of the mind, left ear canal, left ear lobe, left ear, middle of the mind, the home of the pineal gland, the whole inside of the head, back of the head, right side of the head, left side of the head, crown of the head, forehead, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eyeball, left eyeball, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, wall between nostrils, the top lip, bottom lip, center of the chin, whole of the face, whole of the head, the neck, right side, left side, and base of the throat, right collarbone, right shoulder, right upper arm, elbow, right forearm, wrist, back of the hand, palm, right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the whole right hand, whole right arm, right shoulder, right armpit, right side waist, right hip, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, top of foot, sole of foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, right fifth toe, whole right foot, whole right leg, right side of the body, the whole right side of the body, entire right side, back to the base of the throat, to the left collarbone, left shoulder joint, left upper arm, elbow, forearm, left wrist, back of hand, palm, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger, entire left hand, left arm, left shoulder joint, left armpit, left side waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, top of left foot, sole of left foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, the whole left foot, the whole left leg, left side body, the whole left side of the body, entire left side of the body, back to the base of the throat, and down to the heart center, right side of the chest, back to heart center, left side of the chest, and back to heart center. Feel the abdomen, the pelvis, the groin, the entire front of the body, the whole front of the body. Now feel the right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, right buttock, left buttock, your spine from tail to skull, the whole of the back body, the whole back body. Sense your head and face, right arm, left arm, right leg, the torso, the whole of the body, the whole of the body, whole body. And return your attention to the breath in the body. Observe the breath moving in the belly, pushing against any fabric, and then retracting away from it. Do not change the breath. Just witness the movement, the expansion of the belly as you inhale, and the softening of your belly as you exhale. And as you observe, you're going to count the belly breathing backwards from 17. If you arrive at zero or lose count, simply begin again at 17 or the last number that you recall. So we'll go inhale, 17, exhale, 17, inhale, 16, exhale, 16, and so on. Continue counting the belly breaths in your own time, at your own perfect pace. Thank you. release, counting the breath. And in silence and stillness, draw your awareness back to the sensation of contraction, that softening inward sensation of the exhale. And could you create that sensation of contraction, a softening inward, throughout the entirety of your body? Feel all the muscles wrap around every bone and joint. Every connective tissue tightens down within the body. Feel this sensation of contraction and explore it. Observe any changes or sensations, emotions, thoughts arising within the body. Feel the sensation of contraction. Then release that contraction and be aware of the expansion, this outward flow, movement of energy. Notice the shifts as you feel into expansion. Allow for that full release of expansion to occur. Fully aware of any movements, any shifts within the body as you expand and relax. Now feel the sensation of excitement. Feel within your body the reflection of a time or a situation, real or imaginary, that's very, very, very exciting. Notice the shifts, the movement in your body, the changes in sensations, thoughts, feelings, you being excited right here and now. Experiencing, exploring excitement in this moment. And release the excitement and feel calm, a sense of calm and a sweet contentment. Thinking of a time when you felt truly calm, peaceful, content, and recreate, explore all those sensation shifts, movements in your body right now. Now release all sensations, let them drain out on the exhale. Then as you inhale, draw breath and awareness up, up, up to the point between the eyebrows, eyebrow center. And visualize a giant screen here, like watching a movie behind closed eyes. You feel this call within you now bubbling up, a call to begin an adventure. Notice what stands before you here at the entrance of the gateway, the threshold you must pass in order to truly commence this adventure. Enter in your own way to this screen. Step through the movie screen And when you do, there is no return. This is your adventure. As you step through this movie screen, be aware of any apprehension, the excitement, any mixed emotions within you. And as you start to walk into your adventure, you might at first be taking some cautious steps. The space that you have entered is getting deeper and deeper into something unknown. Keep walking forward. Trust this journey. Keep walking forward, inspired by this sense of adventure and excitement. Taking each step, you are certain that this is a quest that you are meant to complete. You notice some animals around you, and this nature environment that you are in. Continue your adventure, aware of any feelings arising around the idea that this is an ongoing and could be a long journey. You suddenly feel tired and in need of rest. And you come to a house, one that looks warm and inviting. As you approach this house and knock on the door, there doesn't appear to be an answer. You call out, but still no answer. The door opens mysteriously. But still, there is nobody there. You decide to enter the house. And as you look around and notice all of the decor, the furniture, the decoration around you, it feels very comforting and homey, a place where you could certainly rest and find some ease. So you explore the house and eventually settle in and find a comfortable room. A room to take rest and relieve yourself of the tiredness in your body and in your mind. Already this adventure has taken a lot of energy. So you lay down. Tuck yourself in, maybe to the quilt, the sheets, the pillows, the blankets, and you fall asleep. You fall into a deep and restful sleep. When you start to stir and awaken a few hours later, you're awoken by this lovely smell wafting through the house. Unclear of what it is, you get up, stand up, and begin to move and look around to find the source of this delicious aroma. You find the source of the smell. A lovely cooking on the stove. You realize that you are hungry. A bowl has been laid out on the side, so you take it, fill it with some delicious food, and finding a comfortable seat, you sit down, grab your fork or spoon, and begin to eat this delicious meal. Feeling comfortable and nourished, you begin to feel optimistic about your adventure, re-energized and ready to continue. As you're about to leave this cozy house, the owner of the home appears in front of you. They have a very kind face. You thank them for the food and the cozy bed to take rest. And they say to you, "Never forget the kindness of strangers." You thank them again and continue on your journey. The journey starts to become a little harder. It's a little trickier to walk. There's climbing and leaping, and it begins to slowly get darker and darker. You begin to feel somewhat unsafe, just as you're not sure where you're going. It's harder to see. And all of a sudden, alongside you appears a guide. He asks you, "Where are you going?" And you tell them your answer. They offer to support you, a helping hand along the path. And you recall this message from the owner of the house: "Never forget the kindness of strangers." You grab their hand, and the two of you continue to climb and leap through the path, the helping hand guiding you, holding you whenever you feel that maybe you'll fall. You feel hugely comforted by your stranger guide supporting you along this path. And then you reach the end of the path. And here at the end of the path is a deep, dark cave. You feel, you know, this is a space, a cave that you must enter and you must go alone. So you thank your guide, who provides you with a message only for you. What do they want to tell you before you enter the cave? You give thanks, maybe a bow, a high five, a hug, and you enter in to the cave. And as you enter in, be aware of your feelings, any thoughts or shifts, movements of energy. You have come so far. You've been so supported, and you know this adventure is going to be great for you. You walk until you reach a dead end. There's no other way. And as you turn around, in front of you is something you must face and challenge. There is something in front of you that you must face and challenge. From within you, pull through the earth, from the heart, the strength that you need to stand tall and strong. Draw your arms wide, feel the shoulders expand, you grow taller and taller, your energy expands brighter and brighter. You take any necessary action to face your fear, to slay this fear in front of you, whatever it is that has been holding you back. Witness and observe any intuitive actions you take as you slay and confront your fears. And when complete, when the fear is gone, you return walking back through and out of the cave. And back at the cave entrance, there is a gift waiting for you from your fear, the treasure that you sought on this journey. Take this gift and place it dear and close to you, and begin the journey back home. The journey seems easier now. You know the route now that you've slayed your fears and obtained your treasures. There's a lightness in your step, a knowing you have more energy, and all this energy moves through you with the greatest ease. You're about 3/4 of the way back, and something strange happens. You notice that the ground is shifting and it's moving and changing, and you're not on your way home after all. You've been misdirected. You are in a place of strangers. All feels strange around you, unfamiliar. You worry for your treasure, you worry for yourself. How could things have become so misdirected? As you wander, confused, unsure what to do next, seeking any pointers for the direction home, you've begun to despair. You think, after all you've been through, maybe you won't make it. Maybe you'll have to give up. You pause. You take a seat, and a few deep breaths and deep sighs later, you still feel lost. Then, a stranger approaches you and hands you a strange-looking instrument and just nods and walks away. You recall the message from that person in the house. Never forget the kindness of strangers. You accept this strange instrument. It moves strangely. But upon further inspection, you see that it's some kind of compass. And you notice that as you move it and move your body, it always points in the same direction. You decide to follow the direction of this strange instrument, this compass of sorts. And as you do so, things begin to shift again. It becomes easier. Again, things start to make sense. You're starting to recognize where you're going. You just keep following the direction in which the compass points, and eventually you reach the end, that threshold in which you began. And now in front of you, as you step through this threshold, are all who love you and all who you truly love. Take a moment, witness and observe the changes in this reality that you've returned to. All the people, the beings who love you, the changes within you. Feel the pleasure, the joy, the accomplishment that your adventure has created within you. Bask in that feeling and repeat your sankalpa, your intention from the beginning of your practice, 3 times. This threshold, this scene fades away. The treasure locked in your heart. Begin to draw your awareness to your heartbeat. Feel the breath moving in your belly. Become aware of the sounds around you. Acknowledge the space that you are in. And recall the physical presence of your body in this room. Feel the whole of your body, aware that your practice is soon complete. Start to deepen the breath, feeling back into the body, back into the present. Know that you can stay here. Maybe find some deeper breaths, some movement, a big hug, a stretch. Roll over to your side. Come to belly, a seat, or stay on your back. Pause and feel the shifts, the movement of energy. You are not the same being that you were when you started this practice and laid your body down. So before you stand your body back up, be here. Feel here. Bask in this space. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.